Welcome to another episode of Life's 3x5's podcast. Liz and Tim have created the ideal conversation formula for them. Everything begins with what's on a 3x5 index card. It can be anything, and it can go anywhere, in 30 minutes or so. If allowed, they can somehow magically become connected by a single word. And now, today's unscripted and unpredictable conversation between two longtime radio friends from a remote location with Liz Wilder and Tim Larson.
I got to tell you, this is probably the most comfortable place we have ever done a location on, because this is my thing.
Well, and it takes you back.
We're at the Best of Beloit Vintage Mall. You know what vintage is? That is the sexy word for antique mall.
Uh-huh. And we are your antique podcasters, Liz Wilder.
And Tim Larson.
This is Life's 3x5s. That's fun. And you know what? And today I'm actually kind of dressed vintage. I'm in my Chucks. I got my college, or not, it's actually not my college, but a sweatshirt on.
Illinois, yeah.
Illinois, I'm drinking out of my college sorority, Alpha Sigma Alpha. Woohoo!
Look at that.
Sorority cup.
Look at that.
In my jeans, I feel like a college kid.
We'll see you.
Just put my hair back in a ponytail and I'm
fit right in.
I know, right?
Well, let me go get you a rubber band.
Yeah, well, I got one of those in my purse. So, or may might even be in my pocket for
so
all I know.
So here we are. We walked almost across the cheddar curtain.
Wisconsin.
But we're actually in South Beloit, Illinois, at the Vintage Mall called the Best of Beloit. Mm-hmm. But they also have one that's called the Best of Janesville.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, which is up in Janesville, Wisconsin.
Okay.
So this place, I'll tell you, is a cross between American Pickers, Pawn Stars.
No, I don't watch that.
Garage Sales. The Antique Roadshow, it's all that sort of tossed in one.
But there's different booths and decorated differently because each person has their own style.
That's it. But there's going to be some people that are walking here and saying, hey, you know, my aunt died. I've got a bunch of stuff. Can you help me through that?
Kind of like my mom's things. My mom was a nurse. She's been a nurse all her life. And when she passed, we got all of her stuff. And
a lot of bedpans?
You know what? There's just a few, but we had a couple
Pull my finger.
Yeah, ha, ha, ha. As I point to him and go, you know, I don't think we had too many. I think we had a couple that were decorated, you know, whatever. But we did have invalid feeders. Have you ever heard of an invalid feeder?
An invalid feeder.
It kind of looks like a very tiny gravy boat with a long snout on it.
It's ceramic or porcelain?
Ceramic or porcelain. Mm-hmm.
You're kidding me.
No, and it's what they used way back when to mix the medicine or whatever and to feed it to babies, invalids, and people that couldn't use a spoon, you know, so you're putting the mixture in it.
Come on.
She's got tons of them, a white primarily, but then there's some that are like a blue flower design on it. I'll have to send you a picture.
So it's got like sort of an anteater snout that goes in the mouth?
Does that mean what's an anteater snout?
Like
a long,
really,
thin one?
Yeah. I have never seen that.
I'll have to show it to you.
Wow.
We didn't know what it was either. My cousin, who's a nurse, knew.
Yeah, be careful what you ask.
Yeah, well, we're like, what is this? I just knew that Mom collected a bunch of them.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really neat.
What an odd thing.
Well, she was a nurse,
so it's part of it, you know?
It's kind of like us with radio and records
and all that stuff. Well, I'll tell you what. We walked around this place, and it's pretty huge. I think they said there was like 144 booths, 144 consignment people.
Was that 143?
Close for government work.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And it's anything from walking into like an 8x10 area, like you're walking in your uncle's garage.
Uh-huh.
But then you could be walking in your grandma's kitchen with all the different things that they have.
Oh, there's so much.
And I think with the number of people that come through here, which to me was astonishing, you can't see people. So if
you can't, because it's like little cubby holes.
Yeah, it is. So it's not like you're at you know, a department store or whatever, and you see all the bobbing heads.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet if you said, all right, everybody's got to leave right now, I bet there'd be close to 35 people in here.
It's a Thursday afternoon.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of different reasons I think that people come to these type of antique malls. I think a lot of it is reminiscent and nostalgic.
The thrill of the hunt. Are you on for something?
That's it.
The thrill of the hunt.
Right now,
we're looking at a booth over here that's got all kinds of jams and jellies and a cute little truck. It looks like a milk truck. But over in the far left, I see some spoon rings. Do you remember what those were?
Yeah.
Back in the 70s, 80s, we had spoon rings, and everybody, all my sisters, we all had them.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're also preserving history.
That's it.
You think about it. And you're connecting with the past.
And if you bring a youngster in here.
Uh-huh. They're like, what is that?
Yeah, it's like going through a museum. Mm-hmm. It's like Midway Museum type of thing, only it's on a personal basis. And how many times when we walked around here did we say, my mom had one of these.
I remember this. Look at that.
Yeah, we grew up with this.
And the stories you tell. You know, right now we were already telling stories going, we have to save that for the podcast. But I won't remember that. I have to save that. I can't remember that one, you know.
So given that, I think I've got an appropriate toast.
Oh, yes. Okay, what
ready?
Is it?
Are you ready?
I am ready.
It said, here's to living a great story and praying that there will be ears and eyes for it down the road.
Ooh, clink, clink on that one.
Oh, isn't
that
true?
That's a good one.
You take any of this stuff and you throw it in a hole for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden it's like, woo-woo, woo-woo. Because, come on, look at all the radio stuff that we've got that people are astonished on because nobody keeps that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't. And even if it's easy to store, like flat paper.
Yes, it's still interesting.
That's it. That's exactly
it. Well, speaking of flat paper, we saw a bunch of big poster boards. Well, the one that my cousin would absolutely love, a Gone with the Wind poster. How tall do you think that is? 3 feet?
That was probably 28 inches. I think it's typically 28 inches.
Okay.
A poster.
It's wonderful. It's something that you should get.
It's in really good condition.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Do you guys do like a swap thing between sisters and?
Well, you know, normally we give sister gifts and stuff like that, but haven't done anything like this. I think it'd be kind of fun to come in and do like $20. Here you go. You got to buy everybody gifts. There you go. And just got to get out of here.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
or something.
It. And it's not like it's a white elephant.
No. It's not a white elephant.
Not like that.
Mm-mm-mm.
Wow.
Oh, it's so fun.
I did glassware.
I'm just excited
about
it.
Oh, you're a glassware person.
Loving it. Yeah.
You hit the jackpot on that peach colored stuff.
The depression glass.
Oh, really?
The peach-colored stuff. What are you talking about?
No, it was sort of peach-colored. It's depression glass.
Oh, the yellow. The yellow depression glass.
Is that what they...
There's yellow, there's green, there's pink.
Oh.
Yeah. And I have some of the green and the pink.
All right.
I have a couple pieces of the yellow, but the green and the pink, and actually it's this rose... I forgot what it's called. I always have to look it up, but it's a special pattern. It's difficult to find, but I saw some pieces here, and I'm like, oh, so cool.
Yeah.
And growing up, my mom, I got some great stories of my mom. Mom, sorry about this. I have to tell on you. We had Pepsi Cola. We were not a Coca-Cola family. We were Pepsi Cola.
Good for
Pepsi
you.
Pepsi family. Oh,
good
you too?
Good for you.
All right.
Hey, I don't have anything against Atlanta.
So my mom had these glasses that were the Pepsi design, and it was probably 12 to 16 of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're wonderful. They were all in great shape, and I don't remember which one of my sisters has them, but my mom would get Pepsi by the cases. I mean, they were in bottles then, and one time she chased the Pepsi guy down. He was in the big truck, and she chased him down. He pulled over, and she's like, can I buy a case of those from you? Whatever. I was, like, mortified.
So it's like a
stuck him in our station wagon. You know, it was that tan with the paneling on it.
So
yeah.
Are you telling me this is like a grown-ass woman?
My mom,
chasing down, like, the ice cream truck.
Yes. Oh. Only it was a Pepsi-Cola truck.
Oh,
we got cases of Pepsi.
But
you know, and then I'm walking through this antique mall, and I'm seeing the picture that has the Pepsi-Cola on it, which is the stained glass look on it.
Yeah, I remember
that. I'm like, oh, my God, they match.
But no glasses with it.
I didn't see the glasses, so I sent a picture to my sisters, and I'm like, who's got the glasses?
Yeah,
because you need the picture to go with
it. That's the thing.
Right?
That's where I think a lot of people, let's say, for instance, they're going from the Wisconsin Dells to Chicago, and they go, hey, antique mall near me, and they get this off the beaten path, because we're right off the highway.
Yeah, we really are.
I think a lot of people will come in here and do a quick sweep, because let's say, for instance, they've got the glasses, and they don't have the picture.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, it's like ding, 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 ding. They want to look for something. And certainly, I could do it with probably a dozen people.
Gosh.
They want to surprise somebody with something.
Yep, yep,
and
yep.
And they go, hey, I thought of you. But this,
and I got this for you.
Yeah. Look at the thing that we picked up.
Yes, I won't say it.
We have a mutual friend that is in the Chicago area that has, I think, moved a jukebox 3 or 4 times.
And this person is amazing and will love what we found for this person.
So
we won't say a boy or girl.
And you see that it's also tied in with the project that she's involved with.
You just said it was a she.
Oh.
So you know it's a she now.
Oh.
Darn it. Anyway, be surprised.
Well, Actually, I don't think she'll hear this before I see her next.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's go with that.
Okay.
The,
All right.
You know, I was thinking of the other reasons that people come into places like this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's either to replace an item.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
I had that as a kid, and I really want that.
Okay.
Or to add to their collection. You know, like if they're Coca-Cola memorabilia people, they could be to surprise and a gag gift for somebody. They kill time, like I said before. But also bringing in somebody, because it's a whole different connection. Now, look at you and I. We've known each other for a long time.
Right.
We've never done anything like this, quite like this.
Right.
And now we have that connection that we never had before simply by walking through here. Because I didn't know about you and the depression glass, not to that extreme.
Yeah.
And now we do.
And so, I didn't know about you with other items that you had.
Mm.
Can I, like the, I don't even know what that, Albert's?
You can. Go ahead.
What is it? The Albert's tobacco?
Prince Albert.
Prince Albert tobacco. Yeah. I knew it was Albert something.
Yeah.
With the tobacco. And that's your family thing.
Yeah.
And I had no idea.
My grandfather rolled his own cigarettes, so he had that little container.
His pouch.
They were the tins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, you know, I remember his shirts, his dress shirts, his checkered shirts being just speckled with holes. Because, you know, the cigarettes would fall apart.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They weren't perfectly manufactured, but he didn't care.
Because he rolled his own.
He rolled his own. Whenever we see some of these, and I don't know of one of my cousins that does not have one of the small tins, but I could text my cousin Tony and he could tell me. But I could pick up that one back there and send it to, let's say, Lisa or somebody, because it's going to remind them of our grandpa.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I actually did some show prep.
You did not.
I did.
Oh, my God. Did you break out in hives?
Well, I probably. You know, it was the craziest thing. But there are different. I'm telling you what. I got so excited. I got so excited that I cut it out of the magazine. I said, this is for this place and this podcast. And I cannot wait to tell Tim.
All right.
So, okay. I probably will not be able to say these names correctly, but there are names for people that collect things.
Not pack rats.
Well, no.
That's
no.
already taken.
So here's some of the unusual ones. Like if you collect teddy bears.
Oh, so names for specific collectors.
Yes.
I
hope I say this. Arctophilus. A-R-C-T-O-P-H-I-L-I-S-T. Arctopolist.
I never knew about
if
this.
If you collect cigar wrappers, brandophilist.
No way. A person that does stamps.
I don't have that written down. I know there was, but I didn't write it down because I was like, we'll probably see something.
These are the unusual ones.
Yeah, like a postcard. Deltaiologist. Weird. Clocks. We saw a whole beautiful thing of a huge, gorgeous grandfather clocks.
Right.
Beautiful. Clocks are a horologist.
Really?
H-O-R-O-L-O-G-I-S.
As in hoarder? Maybe they...
Maybe as an hour. H-O-R-O-R.
Oh, well, maybe.
Horologist.
Yeah.
I don't know. Matchboxes and matchbooks.
Yes.
You know, people collect a lot of those things called a filuminist. Yeah, isn't that weird?
I got a friend that does that.
He's a voluminous.
And it was really easy at a certain time frame that we could easily help him collect. But they're not available anymore.
Not anymore.
No.
We don't do them anymore.
No.
Okay, so somebody who collects flags, because we've seen some flags that are around, not pennants, like the one you have, but flags.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Is called a vexillologist. That's a tough word. You would think that'd be like a ventriloquist, but it's a vexillologist.
You're a voiceover talent.
And I can't even say that word.
And I saw you painfully try to get through that. You know what this is like? This is like those damn people that make up medications. You know, the pharmaceutical people?
Yeah, you guys. I don't know what the hell you were thinking.
I think they just throw a Scrabble board.
They
were on drugs. That's right. I think they just throw a Scrabble board out there and hope for the best.
People that collect dolls? Plangonologist.
Oh, not just creepy.
Yeah, okay. Not just creepy. Plangonologist. Yeah, it's just really weird.
That's a great list.
Isn't that crazy? Now, my dad collected coins.
Oh.
He did that. In fact, I have another girlfriend that collects a lot of coins, too. But if you collect banknotes, which are different. Coins are different than banknotes.
Yeah.
You're a notifist. Notophilist. I don't know how to say that. Notophilist.
Would you like some wine? Would that help
you? No, not at all. Notophilist.
I know. You know what's so funny about Liz? She's turned this sheet to me about four times now.
And said, you look at it.
Yeah. And I'm going, no, I am not going to step in that bucket because it's pretty messy.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. And I have another friend, Brian, who collects, who has his own train. You know, downstairs they do a train.
Yes.
He builds his own train stuff.
Yeah.
I saw a booth over here that had some old trains, and I was thinking, oh, he might like that. That's kind of cool.
I've known two people in my life to have gigantic train situations.
Three for me. Yeah.
Have you really?
I have. One was my girlfriend's dad had a whole garage.
Yeah.
Same dedicated thing. To it.
Yeah, yep. Same. Yeah, it was a complete outbuilding.
Yep.
Yeah.
My complete outbuilding also. Yep. My other girlfriend, her boyfriend had the whole thing, and they moved. And I'm sure that he took it with him. They're in southern Missouri now. Mm. They were in Florida, and then Brian he's got it in this basement area. To this day.
But
yeah.
He does the whole landscaping and clouds.
Yes.
And
well,
backgrounds,
not clouds,
and
but
mountains.
He's done the mountains. Okay. I think he's just starting on this because he's got the whole thing done, and little teeny tiny mountain goats, and a little teeny tiny rabbit. I mean, it's like you can't even see the darn thing unless you use a magnifying glass.
You know, a friend of mine, Wes, had, I'm sure he still does have it down in the basement, and there were so many multi-tracks and so many situations going on that he needed to elevate that train to a different height. So he had the train go into a wall, which you did not see what was happening, and it went up in a circle, you know, like you go up in a parking building, and then it would come out higher.
Oh!
So he didn't want you to have to see that nasty part of it to raise the train up, but it was behind the wall.
You sure he just didn't want to decorate it?
Well, that's true. Well, and
it takes a lot of time to do that.
Yeah,
you know,
to a point, you run out of space.
Oh, well, yeah.
You absolutely run out of space.
It was amazing.
Wow.
You know, I got to tell you, I love the way everybody has decorated. It's St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and it's all St. Patrick's Day green. Here's your luck. Luck of the Irish. You know.
Did you know my dad's birthday is on St. Patrick's Day?
I didn't.
Yep. He's going to be 91.
Oh, you know, I didn't put that together. Last year, you went for his 90th.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, how fun. Yeah. Luck
so
of the Irish.
So you are good at math.
You're so bad.
You are good at math.
You are so bad. Yes, I'm good at math. Just don't give me a whole bunch of numbers.
I swear.
You're so bad.
You know, we ran into something probably twice when we were walking through here that I almost had to wrestle Liz for.
Yes.
Yeah. It was like, if you see it first, you know, I don't want to be a little rambunctious.
So here we are. I spy with my little eye. I'm like, there's too many things to look at. What
are
you looking at?
That's it. You know what
would be nice? On the opposite end.
For certain people, this would be a great gift card to just say, here's $50.
Go spend it.
Go knock yourself out. Because you don't, I mean, it's like any gift card. You're not as specific about how much things cost when it's going to be free.
Mm-hmm.
But this would be a very, very unique gift.
You could get
somebody.
A lot of stuff or a huge big piece,
you know,
depending. Because I saw a number of bowl and pitchers. You know, pitcher and bowl. My mom collected those, too. And I think each of my sisters and myself have the big, I mean, they're big bowls. That's what they would use back in the 1800s, early 1900s, when you were washing yourself.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I saw some bowl and pitchers, some that were tiny and skinny, some were the big round ones like I've had, some that matched, some that didn't match.
Yeah, but the trigger is that you got to have a match.
Yes, one. Well, I think. You don't have to, but I like them.
Yeah, I mean, they look better that way.
Yeah.
And you know, you got to make sure that they're not chipped or cracked or anything like that because, you know, God, think of how old they are.
Yep. Okay, so I have to ask you also, what kind of pots and pans do you use?
You're assuming I cook. That's
really
funny.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really funny. Wow.
Assuming you cook.
That is a knee slapper.
Do you have any pots and pans?
Yes.
Do you know what kind they are?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I saw some Revere ware with the copper bottoms we used growing up.
No, my mom's got those.
Oh, okay.
Because my mom cooked.
Okay.
But you asked if I cooked.
I did.
No.
I
bake more than I cook.
Did you see all the baking tins?
I did.
Wasn't that pretty awesome?
But I've got such a limited space that I just could not buy anything more for a kitchen. No. I mean, I wish there was a more efficient way of storing the crap we have in a kitchen.
Well, did you see all the displays? I'm sure there are. Because
I know,
they are very creative around here.
I know, but we're stupid when it comes to the kitchen. You know, we are. We really are.
Oh,
we're smart
gosh.
In other categories, but
true.
We're really dumb when it comes to the kitchen. And the stove is more decor than it is functional.
What?
Yes, because we're horrible.
Then you
at it.
Need that old stove we saw, the gas stove.
Oh,
what was
God.
That? 19.
Yeah.
I forget even which area it was. It was a green. It was a 1903.
Again, better looked at than to use.
Oh, but it was pretty.
I know.
And also around the corner, it could have been in the Brady Bunch house. Did you see the living room?
Oh,
right
yeah.
around the corner. You might have to just step away and go look.
You know what speaking of the Brady Bunch, you know what I am shocked that I did not see? I'm not saying that it doesn't exist here, but I am shocked that I did not see. Remember those metal lunch buckets?
Yes, the lunch boxes.
Now, why didn't we see some of those today?
Because people collected those.
Well, they snatched them up.
I know, right?
They
snatched
them up.
Because those are collectibles.
You know, I still have one from when I was a kid. And
I wish I would have.
It's really rusty, and it's not in good shape, but the graphics are so cool. And I've got it in my garage now because I found it out at my mom's, and it's Batman.
Batman?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who we had. I think we did have a Brady Bunch. And I don't remember what else we had. It was a yellow one.
I had several ones.
I remember it was a yellow one.
I had the Banana Bunch. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that one.
You remember the big goofy?
I don't remember. Was it a TV show?
Yeah.
Brady Bunch?
No, not the Brady Bunch. No, this is like big cartoon characters like Disney.
No, I didn't.
Remember they were running out of the ocean and they were running back into the sand. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, now I have to be looking that
what
up.
What are you drinking?
I got to.
Yeah. Don't remember that one at all.
I have to send that to you.
Okay. That's your homework to look up.
Well, I might have the name wrong.
Well, yeah.
That's the
possibility. Banana Bunch.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a bunch of Disney things that are really cool that I knew attracted you.
Mm-hmm.
Which Disney encyclopedias or something that I'd never seen before?
Yearbooks.
Which I'd never seen those. Did you know they existed?
The cover looked familiar, but I did not realize that it was a yearbook, and I did not realize they did that every year.
Pretty darn cool.
Yeah, and they were only like $1.50.
I could not believe it.
I know. But
the prices here are amazing. And earrings? People were making earrings, and I was like, oh, I have a pair like that. They're really light. They're gorgeous, and I'm looking right across the way at some of the signs. Oh, my God. I'm like, oh, Tim, I have to get this. And there's a picture. Now, my sister, Marion, used to have, she doesn't have it anymore. Her and three of her friends got together, and they called it Four Quarters Timeless Vintage.
Oh.
It was a resale shop, but they would put their stuff in it, too. But she had a shirt called... It says gone junking because they would get stuff and, you know, turn it around. But it had an old pickup truck on it. Well, I just saw a shirt around here that says gone junking, too.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was fun.
That's where when women, they really do not like the phrase, they have junk in their trunk. Because that means because that means they've got a big butt. But here, they do not mind that phrase at all. They want...
Junking?
They want the junk in
their
trunk.
But it means,
it means something totally different.
Yeah,
it does.
I did see something else, Tim, you know, which I think my sister, Jennifer, you need to have this one. Instead of being called Nana, you ought to be called Glamma. But if you don't take that name, I'll take it. Glamma.
Okay.
I have one grandson, kind of.
You do?
Okay. Step-grandson, really. Okay. But he's grandson. But he's 18.
Oh,
so
geez.
Yeah, so wow. Whatever. A glamma is a glamorous woman with grandchildren who is too young and too gorgeous to be called grandma.
Oh.
I love that.
I know a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Because you look at them and you go,
there's no way you can be a grandma.
There's no way.
Or a yaya or a nana. There's no way.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I found another really cute one. I'm like, these are just too fun. You know,
they should be
on a shirt. I will be back.
You will be back.
And they'll be like, oh, God, it's Liz again. What's she doing? She's just going to go look around again. Oh, hey, Liz, come on in. We close in 5 minutes. Can you do it? No.
No.
Anyway, but I have to show you this one. Okay. This one is like a tea towel. I love the tea towels.
Okay.
And especially when they got fun sayings on it. This one says...
Again, decor for the kitchen.
Which you don't use.
Not functional.
I know. Okay, maybe I should just get this for your decor.
No, that's right. That's right. Because I'll never dirty my hands.
I know, right?
Never have spaghetti sauce on my hands.
Well, here you go.
All right.
This is for you then.
Okay.
Sometimes you just need a hug and someone to say, I know it's hard. It'll be okay. Here is chocolate and $6 million.
Oh, God.
Isn't that fun?
I want to know that person.
I love that one.
Hey, by the way, I'm going to give you a side note. First of all, I brought you something.
Oh,
and
I love it when he brings me stuff.
This is from one of our best friends and one of our best listeners in Nashville.
Oh,
and he just flat out sent it to us. And he says, give one to Liz.
What is it?
Well, I think he's sort of casting an aspersion on us. Do you see these?
Oh, Airheads.
Yeah.
I love Airheads.
They are really good. Do you want cherry or do you want blueberry?
Well, you have the blueberry. Then your tongue can be blue.
Oh. All right.
I like it. Thank you very much. Who gave this to us again?
Clint Wooten.
Clint. Oh, mm-hmm. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Clint. This is so fun.
Very, very good.
Here's a
side note.
Okay.
These guys,
mm-hmm.
the Best of Beloit Vintage Mall,
mm-hmm.
put, I shouldn't have eaten this, because
now I can't talk.
Now I can't talk.
Excuses.
They put a thing on their Facebook page.
Oh, they have a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called? Best of Beloit?
Everybody does. Yeah.
Everybody here has a Facebook page?
You know, it's a new thing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
All the kids are doing it.
No, I thought you meant every booth in here has a Facebook page.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
Smart ass.
The mall put, thank you very much.
As opposed to being a dumbass, which
he
usually is.
I know. Sometimes you got to pick just one for the day. It can't be both.
But, okay, go ahead.
But somewhere near here, there was a labradoodle, looks like a labradoodle, that was hit and run, broke its leg.
Oh, no.
So somebody scooped it up, mended it up, and they were trying to find the owner because it didn't have a chip. And so I'm going to have to ask either Scott or Sierra or James or somebody to see if they found the owner.
Oh, they brought it here.
I don't know. Or if they were just helping get the word out.
Okay.
I'm not really sure, but I'm going to have to ask them and see if they found.
Wow.
Beautiful, beautiful dog. Yeah.
Somebody's got to be missing that baby.
Yeah, but somebody just flat out ran him over and kept going.
Do not like that. Do not like that at all.
Hey, I got some stories of having been up here previously.
Okay.
Because
now, when were you up here before?
Oh, I would say maybe three, four months ago, something like that, just before Christmas.
Okay.
And my brother-in-law comes in from Seattle. Mm-hmm. He has always been a garage sale person. He did crabbing, you know, like Deadliest Catch,
yep,
up in Alaska for 30 years.
Wow.
But you know now what he does in Seattle? Because he did the garage sale stuff when he was a kid, he will go to either estate sales or garage sales wherever, and he'll pick up furniture. What he does is he'll pick up the stuff that's a problem. He'll take it back to his workshop.
Oh.
He'll mend it up. And in Seattle, there are constant flow of young people coming in for either Boeing or Amazon or Starbucks or wherever. Constant flow. And they're looking for that vintage retro stuff, and they don't want to spend a lot, and they don't want to haul it from wherever they were coming from. So guess what? They go into these consignment shops, and ding, ding, ding. And I think he's been doing it for about 7 or 8 years now.
Well, they could find some awesome things you guys are looking for vintage in
they
this
could.
Place.
Yeah.
Like I said, that living room is all, could go right into the Brady Bunch place right now. It's vintage.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So I called up Bill when I told him we were coming up here.
Okay.
I called him up and I says, all right, we've talked 100 times about going to, you know, flea markets and all stuff. But I says, I got to ask you, what is the weirdest thing out of all your years, what is the weirdest thing that you've ever purchased? And he said, well, there was this one guy that was going to stop doing it, so he really, really was cutting deals, and he wanted to get rid of stuff. So I bought this thing for $200. I'm going, that doesn't seem like a bargain.
Mm-mm.
It was a gigantic water buffalo head that you put on the wall.
Mounted?
Yes.
It was stuffed?
Taxidermy.
Oh, my God. My brother-in-law would love that.
$200.
Wow.
And I'm going, what did you do with it? He goes, within 3 weeks, I turned it around for $1,500.
Oh, I'm going to choke on that one.
Yeah, in Seattle.
Oh, my goodness.
So somehow he got connected to the right person, and he goes, I'll send you a picture. He goes, and sure enough.
Oh, my God.
He sent the picture. So we'll
you've got to put that picture up.
Yeah, we'll
put
it on our website.
Yeah. And our website, by the way, is lifes3by5s.com. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I got the candy in my mouth. Life's with an S. 3x5 with an S.com. And when you go on there, you can see all the pictures from previous episodes.
You can.
If somebody said, hey, have you heard the podcast? And they're like, what's a podcast? Because I get that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It'll tell you how to download a podcast to your phone or actually the platform that our podcast is on if you go to the website. Now, you can also find out all about Tim and I, how we got it started. See the last year's worth of episodes? Can you believe it's been over a year already?
It's crazy. I think this one's going to be like 39 or 40.
Wow.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, see what the other things that we're doing along the side. And if you like what you're hearing, buy us a coffee.
Help support the project.
Mm-hmm, please.
Mm-hmm. When we were up here before, again, I keep eating this candy.
I know, it's so good. Thanks.
I'm going to start to punch Clint in the throat next time I see him.
Tell him thank you. It's really good.
It's like, God, you're killing me, man. I'm glad you didn't give us crackers, because then we really couldn't talk.
Mm-hmm. Gave us gum. I could blow bubbles.
So I actually do have gum in my backpack that I was going to share at the next episode.
Oh, yay!
It is. It's Bazooka Bubble Gum.
I love Bazooka. Do you get the little cartoon in it, too?
Mm-hmm.
I love those!
Exactly. So Eric is my son. He's, you know, 24 years old. He came up here with us, you know, and we're all roaming around.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, he comes up and he puts something on the table, and it's a windbreaker.
Oh.
Well, he's got 1,000 jackets. Mm-hmm. It's like, what do you need another jacket for? And it's a windbreaker.
Yeah.
You know, like from the 70s.
Yeah, well, I like those.
Yeah, I know. But okay. it didn't seem appealing to him.
Okay, okay.
In my head.
Right, right,
And he
right.
goes, no, I love this because it's vintage and it's retro and whatever. And he goes, I love the look of this logo. I said, do you know what it is? He goes, no, I just like the look of it. It was Löwenbräu.
Oh, my gosh. Beer. It's a Löwenbräu beer.
He had no clue that it was a beer
logo. And
how
old was he when he did this?
Well, December.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, recently.
Yeah, 2 months ago.
Eric.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was weird. So here's the thing.
Expand his horizons, please.
All right, this is the last part of the gum, or last part of the candy. So this is the last you're going to have to endure this. But, oh, my God, this is really good.
I know.
The two things that I bought when I came up here, I found a picture book of the Beatles' career.
Oh, fun.
You know, Ringo Starr was quite the photographer.
Yes.
They also were probably the most photographed group, mm-hmm. you know, sort of like Princess Diana mm-hmm. back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like $13, I think.
Right.
And it was just a really quick history, having nothing to do with music. It's just where they went. And it was really cool. The other thing is, and I showed you a picture of this.
Right.
It was a beverage bottle, and it was knee-high,
yes.
but it was specifically molded with the word Rockford in the bottom of it because it was bottled in Rockford.
Which I find so fascinating.
Yeah. I don't know what year it was, but it was very, very knobby.
Bumpy, and mm-hmm. I want to say with clear bumps, kind of like if mm-hmm. anybody knows what milk glass is, with
yes.
tiny, tiny milk glass bumps.
Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. that. It's like $3.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, it's a conversation piece when yeah. you put it on your bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I did it. But specifically because it was molded in with Rockford.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
Pretty cool.
And then recently I went to a sports card collector's thing. So mm-hmm. it's sort of very specific compared to this.
Right.
I ended up getting, and I think I only paid like $20 for maybe 10 of them, maybe a dozen of them.
Yeah.
But they were Michael Jordan milestone cards.
Oh, my God. So Michael Jordan was really big.
Yeah, so when he achieved this, this was the picture, and this was the stats and stuff like that. So it was just a little packet.
Fun.
So it's not like it's going to be worth a lot. You know, nothing like that. It was just something that I just wanted to have as a history thing.
Cool.
Which sort of gets you back to what we were talking about.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. So I got to tell you, because we're in a vintage place, if anybody wants to start collecting, I got an idea for you.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Did
here
you know that, yeah, I'm going to tell you, Kellogg's is splitting their company, and they're going to change the name. It's not going to be Kellogg anymore. It's
what?
Going to be two different things. One half that focuses on snacks is going to be called Kellanova. And the other part is going to be W.K. Kellogg Company. So W.K. Kellogg.
Why are they
gonna,
doing it?
Well, I don't really know why they're doing it. It's just somebody, you know, they bought them. The two companies were spinning them off, you know, whatever. So
are they selling off half? Like selling off the snack division?
No, I don't think they're selling it off. They're just branding it different. I don't know. I have to go back and look at that whole article.
Man.
And see. But they announced the plans to split the businesses into three, and then they decided, because they've got Morningstar Foods, you know, Morningstar Meats, but
yeah,
they decided just to put that into two instead of three categories.
Okay.
The snack part is going to be the Kellanova, which is part Latin. Latin means new. Kellogg, okay. They want to keep the Kellogg part too.
Okay.
And the other is the W.K. Kellogg, because that's after the founder, Will Keith. So that's going to be the cereal part. Pretty much same curvy K,
yeah.
you know, W.K., Kellogg, that type thing. But the other one's going to have a totally different brand on it. And if you want to know what the brands are, the Kellanova, the snack ones, are going to be the snacks, the noodles, Morningstar, the plant-based stuff. So like Kellogg's Rice Krispie Treats, the Garden Burger, Eggos.
That makes sense.
What else? Cheez-Its, Pringles.
Okay.
You know, some of those type Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
And then the Kellogg cereals is going to be like the Special K, Cocoa Pops, what's the other one? The Crunchy Meal, I forget. Well, anyway.
Crunchy Meal?
M-I-E-L, I forget what it is.
But I don't know about that.
Raisin Bran, Mini Wheats, Frosted Fruit Loops.
Oh, yeah.
That'll
be
a different one, too. They're not going to have the Kellogg's, the plain Kellogg's. So if you find cereal boxes with just Kellogg's, you hang on to it. Or Pop-Tarts with just Kellogg's, hang on to those now.
Do you know?
Because it's going to happen by the end of the year,
it
2023.
Is. It is. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think Post makes Wheaties.
Does Post make Wheaties?
If I'm not mistaken. Well, I'm not real sure.
Wheats.
But anyway, I have the cereal boxes when they do athletes. When you're talking about Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, Simone Biles, you know, I have those. And I haven't taken the cereal out of them and, you know, collapsed the box or anything. I mean, that's probably for down the road.
My husband's got one or two of them, and they're the Rams, because he was a big Rams fan back in when they were in California, right?
And they did, Los Angeles Rams. Yeah, they did a cover of a cereal box.
Yeah, and I don't remember who it is exactly. Hmm. Somebody, I think it's a Rams. I'm almost positive. I'll have to go back and look again. Because it's in the closet, you know, everything's shoved in the closet back there. But anyway, but it's for the cereals that are sold in the U.S. and Canada and the Caribbean.
Wow. Well, thanks for bringing that in.
It's kind of cool, right?
Hey,
so start collecting.
Just when you think I will not have a cereal box story for
you. Oh, boy. You do. I know you do. You got all kinds of stories.
All right. I can tell you here that it is, and you know exactly where I'm talking about.
Okay.
When we drove down to DeKalb for Whiskey Acres.
Yes.
Okay. So
Whiskey Acres was really a cool spot.
So it's on the way to there.
Okay.
So you get an idea of the farmland.
Yes.
This family had this big farm and this house, you know, stuck out in the middle of nowhere, and they died, and they're selling this farm off. So this young couple buys this farm. They're going to be able to do all this fancy stuff, but of course, it's a 100-year-old home, and it just has never been updated and just torn down. Looks like crap because you got old people living in it. Okay. Yeah. So they decide to strip it all out, and they're going to do carpet and walls and woodwork and the whole nine yards.
Right?
So they take it out, and in between the 2x4s were perfectly mint condition boxes of cereal and toilet paper and toys.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Every kind of box you can imagine. When they got something, they would keep the box, they would unfold it and flatten it, and so you've got stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of boxes.
In between the slats?
In between the 2x4s.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, in between the studs. And they were in mint condition because they put them in there brand new and, of course, never touched them for decades.
So what was over them? Plaster or something? How did they get them in there?
Yeah, like drywall.
How'd they get them in there then?
When they insulated the house. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So they used that as insulation?
So that long ago.
Wow.
And those kids paid for the house with what they sold those boxes for.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh. So what kind of cereal? I mean, like.
No. It was either toys or.
Oh, anything.
Or boxes that they would buy soap or whatever they would buy.
Oh, my gosh.
Whatever they would buy. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Because think of all the stuff back then that used to actually come in boxes as opposed to a plastic bag.
Washing soda.
All that stuff.
That type of stuff.
All that stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy? It was in Sandwich, Illinois. That I do remember, in Sandwich, Illinois.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Mr. Bubbles, the pink box, the Mr. Bubbles box?
I do.
I remember that only because we loved that box. We used to keep the box, and I don't know why we kept it. It was just, I liked that stuff. Well, pour it in the bathtub, bubbles galore.
Yeah, but that's a very high five to the advertiser with the cartoon that if you guys are willing to hang onto that box, because it was cute. I think another one that I really liked with the mascot was the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh, yeah.
And you remember
Pillsbury Doughboy.
You remember Bessie the cow? What was that breed?
I do not remember that.
What was that brand for?
They
recently updated the cartoon, so she looks a little sexier.
It's butter.
It's dairy.
Right?
Yeah, dairy products.
Should I look it up on Google?
No.
Okay.
We can look it up later.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would. You know, I'm really itching to do that now, so we have the answer right now.
It's post-show prep.
Oh, damn. I hate that post-show prep
She's going to be breaking out in high again.
Yeah, right?
I want to look it up. You know,
all I can think of is the dairy cow. I see the dairy on butter.
Is Bessie the cow? I'll look it up. It's a great cartoon.
The other one I like is the Kool-Aid guy.
Oh, yeah.
The Kool-Aid pitcher?
Yeah. And do you remember when he was charging through the outfield of the baseball diamond?
Which baseball diamond?
And I don't know. It was just some kind of a baseball diamond, like, you know, like Major League Baseball.
No.
And he would bust through the outfield because that's what he always busted through stuff.
Yeah, to give kids Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember the commercial. That was kind of cool.
You know the antique radios that I have?
Yes.
I also have 2 Victrolas, and I have gotten those at places like this, too, like the Peck thing, you know, which is twice a year out at the Winnebago County Fairgrounds. And I pick them up for maybe, I don't know, $20, $25. It was a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
But now, look, everybody can appreciate them because They remember that particular deal. So
just like the ones we saw in that booth back there.
Yeah.
And the headphones. We got to post that picture.
I'm telling you.
Oh, that's just too much fun.
Those headphones really hit home.
First thing he said was, look at that. And I'm like, well, look at what? Where? There's so much to look at. But then I focused right in on the reel-to-reel player.
Yes.
That was just amazing. And the radios. And the old Coleman camper. What do you call them? Lanterns?
Lanterns, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. They were amazing.
Yeah, tons of stuff. You know, I went to a flea market out in Phoenix one time. Lots of times those flea markets, they can have, like, brand new things, like bottles of shampoo that they'll sell you. But then it can also be like this. It could be old stuff.
Yes.
And this would have been literally 1984.
Almost 40 years ago.
Yeah. I picked up you are good at math. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You didn't see me using my fingers, did you?
Oh, my God.
Good thing.
And your toes.
I know, right?
I picked up this leather sling that is for taking logs from your pile to your fire.
Or to the copper container that we saw also.
Yes, exactly. And I still use that to this day.
The sling?
Yeah, and I think I maybe paid $8 for it. But it's leather and it lasts.
It's all useful products here. They're older, but they're useful and they still work.
Just out of, and I know this is tough on memory because we saw an awful lot of stuff, but if I said to you,
okay,
money is no object and you could walk out with one piece and you had to carry it, you can't use a wagon or a two-wheel truck, so it can't be big.
Dang.
What would you get?
Dang. He's really putting me to the test now. Well,
so think of you walking back into this place and shoplifting.
That's so bad. I would probably take a pitcher and a bowling pitcher.
Oh, gotcha.
One of those bowling pitchers or a globe.
Oh, okay. I would either take that old Kodak camera that sort of expanded out.
Oh, the folded
out.
One.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. Or the transistor radio. See, if money was no object, and it doesn't matter.
Can I go back and look again? Because there's so many other things. Yeah, I'd market this, and this. I don't know. It's amazing. I don't know. You know what? I might end up getting something for other people. Mm-hmm. So I would get that Gone with the Wind poster.
Are you going to be handing that to them in person?
I would hand that to them in person.
Because it's big, and it's raining today, so be careful.
Well, I'd turn it over then. Either that or I'd back the Jeep up and just kind of slide it in underneath the roof there, you know, slide it in there. Maybe I would just go get that Corningware that it's a teapot.
It's got a really cool pattern.
It's the cornflower Pyrex that matches the stuff that we had growing up.
Yeah.
And it's a teapot. I like teapots, as you are now learning.
Yeah.
I collect them.
Hey, I have a little post show prep.
Oh, boy.
I do.
For me or for you?
No. It was based on our previous episode.
Okay.
So, I mean, I give you crap about the show prep thing and the post and not looking it up on Google. But seriously, when we went to Lake Geneva and did the National Snow Sculpting Competition, I heard on WGN Radio that a home recently sold up there for $17 million.
What?
Yes.
On the lake?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's furnished.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was built in 1906, and the people that owned it just recently made their fortune in gaming, like video gaming, that type of thing.
Wow.
So here's the deal. Here's their evaluation with this house and the property. If they bought it and they rehabbed it, they estimated that it would cost them three times the money of what they're paying in order to be able to do it. So that was off the table.
Oh, my God.
Then the square footage of the home, the buyer says, I don't want a home that big. So that was off the table. So they literally bought it. They're going to raise it and just have the land and build another house.
No.
Yes.
They could do a bed and breakfast.
Thank you. The house next door has 12 bedrooms.
Okay.
Its value next door is $36 million.
Okay.
Yeah. Their property taxes are $100,000 a year.
Oh, that makes me sad to hear that they're going to just tear that down.
Yes.
Oh, that makes me sad.
So here's some more post prep I have for you. You remember when I talked about American Bandstand?
Darn, yeah, I really want to go help them. Darn it. We could redo that house.
Well, take that chocolate bar and that $6 million that somebody gave you.
Yes, that somebody gave me from yes. Yeah.
Remember we were talking about American Bandstand and Soul Train?
Yes.
And I asked you about Midnight Special?
Yes, okay.
That aired on NBC back in the day. The host was Wolfman Jack. I just heard about 3 weeks ago that YouTube is going to start broadcasting those old
really
episodes.
Ones?
Yeah. So you can see Three Dog Night and Jim Croce and Earth, Wind, and Fire and all those people.
All these wonderful legends in their prime when they were starting out, and now they're all passing.
Yep.
That just, wow.
Yeah, but now you can go to YouTube and punch up Midnight Special and pick whichever one you want. Isn't that funny?
That's cool. That's really cool.
Isn't that neat?
I like that.
I've also got something that sort of falls into a 3x5 card.
Okay.
And I'm going to...
Oh, which we haven't done our 3x5 card.
No. We haven't done a lot of stuff, but that's okay.
Gosh darn it.
I'm going to rattle these off, and I'm going to tell you before I rattled the list off to you, because you and I are about the same age, that there was only one that I could say no to.
All right.
Keep that in mind.
Okay.
One.
What am I saying no to or yes to?
You ready?
Okay.
Have you used a rotary phone?
Yes.
A floppy disk?
Yes.
A typewriter?
Yes.
Have you taken photos with film camera?
Yes.
Have you listened to music on a CD?
Yes.
A cassette?
Yes.
A vinyl record?
Yes.
With a Walkman?
Yes.
A boombox?
Yes.
Have you watched something on a VHS videotape?
Yes.
Have you received or sent a fax?
Yes.
Have you ever had a MySpace account?
Yes.
You did.
Yes,
that's the one
I
said no to.
Oh, I did.
Okay. Did you have an
I don't know if it's still active or if I have it anymore, but yeah, I did.
Did you have an AOL email address?
Yes.
Did you access the internet by dialing up?
Yes. It took forever. That's how you know. You know, it's that sound that you hear. I'm like, oh my God.
That was a great impression. I don't know if I'll be able to go on. Have you ever used an actual phone book?
Yes.
Have you sent a postcard?
Actually, I used to sit on a phone book.
Oh,
we had, you know, that was a phone book. You got a little higher, get the phone book.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Have you ever sent a postcard?
Yes.
Okay. Have you used a paper map to get somewhere?
Oh, yes. Still do sometimes.
Me too. Have you owned a dictionary?
Yes.
An encyclopedia?
Yes, we had a whole section.
Yeah,
and when we
set.
Had to go look stuff up, we had to go to the encyclopedia. Encyclopedia Britannica, to be exact.
That's what we had too.
Yeah.
And the last one.
Okay.
Have you paid for anything with a paper check, and do you still?
Yes.
I do.
And yes. I do too. I get people that razz me all the time. What are you doing paying with a paper card? Why don't you go online and pay for it?
No.
You know, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm old school.
I can keep track.
Yeah, I can too.
Yeah. And when it's in the computer, it's back there somewhere.
What happens if your computer breaks?
Yeah,
what happens
course.
If your computer goes down? And, or if you forget to back it up? Yeah.
Oh,
so,
God.
You know, forget that. Oh, give me the paper stuff.
Oh, God, you are old. When you say, what happens when the computer breaks?
Oh. But I've had that happen. I know.
Hey, I got some shout-outs, by the way.
We
haven't done this in a while. We have a new listener. Her name is Iring from Nigeria.
Oh, wonderful.
Yep. And I'd also like to say hello to Sophia in Japan, Kevin in Mexico, just south of Cancun, and Theodore in Pennsylvania, just outside of Philadelphia.
Oh, you guys, thank you so much for listening. We sure do appreciate it.
Pass
the word. Spread the word, if you will.
There you go.
And if you'd like to say anything to us, if you want to give us just a compliment or maybe something for a 3x5 card, a question or a comment or a name to start a conversation or even a place to go if you're in the state line area and you want us to travel somewhere. Well, we haven't traveled out of the state line area yet, but we might. You never know.
Right.
Go to our website, lifes3by5s.com, and hit the contact button or the contact tab or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It will ask for your name and your email. We don't do anything with those. We don't save them like some people do or spam you. We don't do that.
No, we just say thank you.
That's just our way. Yeah, just so we can just say thank you very much and whatever.
Yeah.
But please, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you in advance. And if you are far away and you have an idea, let's say you say a winery, we'll find something that is similar here to whatever your specific is. So don't think that you need to be really, really specific on it.
But you can be if you want to.
Well, you can be. That's right. You can be. If you got a particular wine that you like, we don't care. Just as long as they make Moscato.
And Prosecco.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hey. Or red wine. Cabernet Sauvignon.
Hey, I have a 3x5.
Okay. Tell me.
This one is from Sarah and Jimmy. And they are, let's see here. Now, this is weird. I don't know how this works out.
Okay.
Sarah is from Queens and Jimmy is from Sacramento. I don't know how we got this together, though. But anyway.
Maybe they're boyfriend, girlfriend.
And, well,
maybe.
Yeah, but my God, New York and California.
Well, maybe they were together. Maybe they, you know, now they're together. Who knows?
God bless you.
But thank you, guys.
Okay. So
okay, what is it?
Here's what they say.
Okay.
And this is
giggling already. Oh, boy.
This is so weird.
This is one of those. Okay.
Would Liz ever allow Tim to go through her purse impromptu?
Oh, sure.
Would you?
I don't. Here, you want to see it? Here's my big bag. It's a big ass bag. Here, go through it.
Wow, look at that.
I'm telling you.
She just flat out gives it to me.
Okay, I'm gonna take a picture of this so you know.
Wow, she's got food.
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh, apples and strawberries. Okay.
And I didn't even say that's good for you, but I was going to save that for the next time. It's called That's It. It's just one apple and 12 strawberries.
I'm impressed by the calendar.
Thank you.
Pretty.
Oh, you're going to take everything out, aren't you?
There's a great big pocket with nothing in it.
I know. It's because that's where I usually stick my phone and my glasses.
Look at that fancy hair
clip.
Oh,
that's my hair clip. Yeah.
That's one thing I don't have is a hair clip.
Oh, do you need
coupon.
That?
No, I don't need a coupon. I don't do coupons.
I forgot that you don't do coupons.
I do
this
not
is for
do
a U-Haul it if you want to remove something.
No.
2 minute a truck.
I gave you this.
I know you do, and I use it. That's why it's in there.
It's a spiral notebook for notes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, there's more in there.
And you've got plenty of.
Do you see?
You got fancy You got two sunglasses. Why? You got
four because
eyes?
I forgot to put one away.
Okay.
That's another calendar.
All right.
Did you see the pocket in there, too?
All right. I have not.
Zip pocket?
Yeah. I have not run across money yet. There's more food.
Oh. I was going to say, did I put my wallet in there?
Oatmeal?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Scare me
I
there.
I didn't mean to freak you out.
Oh, freak me out big time.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do randomly. I'm going to go all the way to the bottom.
Oh, I don't think you'll find anything on the bottom there.
No.
A pen?
No. Oh, here's a little something.
Paperclip?
No. Hang on. Because, see, I'm knowingly.
Oh, it's Crest White Strips. Listerine.
That's a tiny little thing.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know why that was in there.
I was sort of curious
about
that.
But you missed this part. You missed this little zipper part. I might as well just show you. This is the fun part.
I can't believe you're so open to doing this.
Well, I don't care. I mean, I don't have anything to hide from you.
So you've got lip balm.
Lipstick and lip balm.
Earbuds. Pen,
earbuds.
Lipstick. What's this?
I don't know. What is it? It's makeup also. It's from Arbonne. You can use it on your cheeks or your lips.
So
see, it's a pretty color.
Is that, do you have it here because you do TV every now and then?
Because I did TV yesterday. And that's why I have all this makeup in there.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Because I'm a guy.
Okay, I'm going to take it off and show you.
How much do you think that little bitty makeup thing cost you?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember.
Take a guess.
I bought it a long time ago. Why, do you know?
Over 20 bucks?
Probably.
Because makeup is pretty expensive.
Probably 18 to 23, something like that.
Is it really for that little bitty thing? Wow.
Yeah, but it lasts you forever. You put it here on your cheeks, or you can put it on your lips like that.
You put the same thing on your cheeks.
Well, this one
lips?
Is for both. This one is for both.
Okay. All right, so
it's called poinsettia color, by the way.
By the way, I love the colors of... fingernail polish.
What?
I love the colors.
You love colors from fingernail polish?
No, the names of the colors.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I love the names of the colors.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Did you get all those pockets?
I don't know.
I don't think you got all
you
the pockets.
You want me to just keep digging?
Well, I'm just like, I don't care what you did. You see? You missed this. That's the eyeglasses cleaner. You missed that one.
I'm really trying, hairband. I'm really trying to be nice here, but
well,
and
I
this
need
is
to tell you.
For having
care.
Not a whole lot of stuff. This is a big ass purse.
I know, because I usually put a lot more. See, there's my State Farm lip gloss. I love that one.
Why is it?
Turn it. It opens. Twist it.
Oh,
see, because it's a little ball, but it's really cool.
Okay.
It's one of my favorites.
All right.
And then this pocket has my keys. And has my business card. See, Tim, there you go.
I'll tell you
and
what. Sarah and Jimmy, you have made me sweat. Because I thought Liz would be uncomfortable on this one.
No problem at all. I'm like,
goes,
sure, go
no,
for it.
No, let's, put it, all, let's just put it all out on the table.
Usually it's like my back. This is like my backpack. I just shove everything in the purse.
But see, I don't have any equivalency to this. If you went in the glove compartment
you know
of
what
my
that
car.
Is? Here. It's a triangle. Here, wait a minute. I'm going to take a picture so you can show everybody. Hang on a second.
Is it a garbage bag?
Well, hang on. Okay.
Oh, no.
I know what it is.
Okay, I know what
it
is.
Hold it up.
It's a dog poop bag.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
I don't want to open it up if
you
fold it like a
football.
It's
super simple to fold it.
You know what this reminds me of?
It's like a flag.
Remember when you used to do the football thing on the table?
And then you do your fingers like the goalpost or whatever like this.
Yeah.
See?
Okay, so what is this? Just a regular bag?
It's just a regular plastic store grocery bag.
So it is a poop bag.
No, poop bags are smaller. Unless you got a big dog, and your dog is not very big.
No, you got a big... Oh, incidentally, people don't know that
do have the dog!
Yeah, we did. We brought her...
Oh, and you guys, she is just beautiful.
We brought her back from Arizona.
Oh,
and,
we got to tell that story.
And I really can't get this folded back again, but that's okay.
You are so weird. It's
so
simple. You were a Boy Scout. What the hell?
I can't do a map either.
Are you serious?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But anyway,
we went
out there in Arizona. We went out there for a wedding, and we ended up seeing old friends, seeing other sides of the family, going on a hike in the desert. Ooh, did I tell you about the hike?
No.
Oh God.
Well, that's another story, but tell about the dog first.
And
she's
then we
so
and
cute.
Then we literally picked up a dog. We got another Wheaton Terrier. We picked up the dog, 8 weeks old, and flew home from Phoenix to Northern Illinois the next day.
And I was worried that the dog would be all in trouble, you know, in the little crate.
Not at
scared,
all.
Scared, nothing.
No, right.
She was good?
Yeah, right underneath the airplane seat.
Yep, by where
and,
your feet are.
And not one peep out of
Aww.
Her. Yeah. And she wants everything in her mouth, though.
She's, well, yeah, she's a puppy.
Yeah.
Is she chewing and stuff? Yeah.
And she's got shark's teeth, but just the sweetest girl. So we named her Ivy because of the Chicago Cubs in Wrigley Field. Mm-hmm. So I'll put a picture on our website so you can see what Ivy looks like. But keep in mind, with the nature of this breed, within a year, they turn cream colored. Right now, she's sort of apricot and black.
Which is pretty. I think she's very pretty.
Yeah. And she'll turn apricot and cream colored within a year. It's
and just, she's what, 7 weeks old now?
No, she's about 12 weeks.
Oh, really? About 12? Okay.
Yeah.
Potty trained?
She's really getting there. She's really getting there really well.
Okay.
Tonight is our first puppy training class.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and she already does the sit, the stay, and the come, and the whole nine yards. And I'm really thrilled with that part.
I have to ask, how did she like our snowfall? Because she was here when we had the big snowfall, right?
She thinks the front yard is one great big snow cone. Seriously, she does. She goes, chomp, chomp, chomp. But then she gives you that look, and I got a picture. I'll put that on the website, too. She gives you that look like, why in the hell is it only one flavor? I don't understand.
Well, don't eat the yellow snow.
Yeah. But, she came from 80-degree weather in Arizona, and she was a litter of seven.
Okay.
And she's done really well.
And she likes the snow?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, and she's a sweetheart.
And does she wake you up in the middle of the night like a baby?
Well, sort of. It's hit and miss.
Okay.
So, you know, you're really not sure if you're just going to get all slobbered on. Because, you know, she does well.
Does she sleep in a crate?
Well, no, not yet, because she yelp. But she's a hot box.
Oh, yeah.
That's the problem. And they get overheated and they don't know what to do. And so that's why she likes the snow.
Yeah,
so,
that's like my Katie. Katie's the same way.
Yeah. So it's, but she's a big furry dog. This is just a little bitty thing, but it's the nature of the breed, I think. And, here's a dog story.
Ooh.
Here's a dog story. I saw this on TV23 the other day.
Okay.
That the people, whoever it is, maybe it's AKC, I'm not really sure, they have established the most popular breeds in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So for years and years and years, it was a Golden Retriever or the Labrador Retriever.
Mm-hmm.
Years and years. Do you know what it is now?
Golden Doodle.
No. The Labradoodle would make sense to me. The Bulldog would not make sense to me. It's the Frenchie.
The Frenchie Bulldog?
Couldn't believe it. Could not
That
believe
is the most popular dog? Oh, God.
They're not appealing to me. I don't want to go pet them. I know, that's very prejudiced on my part. There are some dogs I just don't care to be next to. But I'll tell you, you give me a mixed breed or a mutt, I'll take it all day long.
Mm-hmm.
All day long. All right, so here's
So I got to tell you a quick dog story that matches with that bulldog.
Okay.
So my neighbors have a bulldog. One of my best girlfriends has two bulldogs. I'd go and visit them, and those dogs somehow love Liz. They love Liz so much, they try to hump her leg every single time they like me.
I've been accused of that.
Of humping my leg?
I think so. No, that was pull your finger.
Oh,
I'm
pull
sorry.
Your finger.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
I was like, you're wrong
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. So Little Trump is the guy's, the next door neighbors. He comes up, he wants to play with Katie. But he comes right up to see Liz, and then he goes to play with Katie.
But they're so, I've met that dog, and they're so thick and solid.
Not a Frenchie. That's an American Bulldog.
Yeah, but he doesn't knock you over?
Oh, no.
Really?
He knocked me over.
Oh, because they're thick.
I know. They're big boys and girls.
Yeah, and sometimes they don't know their own strength.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
All
but
right.
anyway. So.
All right, so here's a hiking story.
Okay.
Middle of the afternoon on a Saturday, so there was a lot of people on the
trail. This is in Phoenix?
Yes.
Okay. Before you got Ivy?
Correct.
Okay.
So there's a lot of people on the trail.
Okay.
Hikers, mountain bikers with the big fat tires. Very, very active trail at South Mountain. And all of a sudden, you hear this screeching, screaming, like something is being skinned.
Uh-oh.
They're by themselves. They gotta be coyotes.
You see them?
Right there.
Are those coyotes?
Are you doing video?
Yeah.
Holy shit. What happened? Did they just kill something?
Now, keep in mind, we're in the desert. So the trees and stuff like that, the bushes, are not any higher than maybe 3 or 4 feet tall.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So we couldn't see anything. Now, it's one thing from the people from Illinois to stop in their tracks because we're not used to it.
Right.
But everybody on the trail stopped.
Ooh.
Because it was so blood-curdling. And it was a pack of coyotes. Yeah.
They got a kill?
Apparently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Everybody on that trail was about 10 seconds away from picking up a rock because they sounded like they were coming your way, but you couldn't see them.
Oh, wow.
And then all of a sudden, nothing.
It got quiet.
And nobody ever saw them because we're using sort of hand signals to the other people on the trail. Like, do you have anything? Did you see any? No, we got nothing.
Wow.
Gone. It's like, well, how could they just disappear when it's the desert?
They're sneaky.
They are.
They're wily coyotes. They're sneaky, wily coyotes.
They're very sneaky. By the way, I saw a roadrunner.
Did you really?
After the wedding. Because the wedding was on a golf course.
Beep, beep.
Yeah.
Beep, beep. Roadrunner. Did you see the coyote follow him? That's why you had the coyotes and the blood-curling scream.
Oh, my God.
Beep, beep. He got a roadrunner.
Oh, my God. I'm just holding my face at this point. I don't know what else to do because she beep-beeped me. I have no...
Okay,
and you
sorry,
wonder,
so you got
you,
a roadrunner.
You wonder why you get humped by dogs.
I know, right?
It's because you beep. That's exactly what it is.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
so what do the roadrunner look like, really, truly? I really don't know what they look like.
Are they
tall?
They're about the size of a chicken.
Oh, really? They're little?
Yeah they're about the size of a chicken. Well, yeah, but, you know, chickens are pretty good birds compared to, like, robins or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And they glide. You know how a fox glides?
Uh-huh.
Roadrunners are just fast. Oh, my God. And they glide.
Wow.
And so it's shot across this fairway, you know, and very few people saw it because they're so damn fast. And, of course, it was sort of spooked when it got to a point. It's like, oh, what are all these people doing here?
Yeah.
But he just took off.
My gosh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They are sort of cool, but, you know, no chance to get in a photo or anything like that because they're so damn fast.
We have to look around here and see if you can find a roadrunner. You would not find a roadrunner in here because everybody's going slow to look down. I mean, it's amazing.
Did you ever ride in a roadrunner? The car? Remember the muscle cars?
I don't think I did.
Screaming Orange. Cannot remember who owned it. Maybe Al. But we had it in high school.
Oh,
I had a Pontiac Firebird.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend had a Charger. Do you remember the Chargers? Was that Dodge Chargers?
But you got me. I don't know.
One of our group had a Roadrunner.
Mm.
Beautiful car. Beautiful
fun.
Car. Yeah.
Fun. I had my dad's.
If you only had it
car.
Now. What do you
It
have?
Was a Ford Fairmont.
Oh my God.
Fairmont. And then the first car that I bought was a Pontiac 1000. I think I might have told you this. It was a stick shift.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know how to drive a stick shift. But I liked the car. It was bright red.
Nice
I just
purchase.
Loved it. Yeah. It only had 3 miles when I bought it, but it had 13 when I drove it off the lot. Because I was learning how to drive the stick shift. And then I lived on a hill. So I'd had to drive this thing
Why
up the hill.
Why did you do that?
Because I liked the car. The car
I
was
know,
really cool.
But
so anyway, you know, I learned pretty good, except one time it was snowy and I couldn't get it up. And it kept sliding backwards. And I just finally parked it and I walked up the road and I said, Mom, help me. I can't get the car up. And she's like, what? Come on. My mom expertly just kind of put it in gear and drove it right on
That's
up.
That's it. Moms knew how to do
they
that.
They did.
Yeah.
She drove a stick shift, so she knew.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, cool. I can drive a stick shift.
I learned how to drive on a stick shift.
Did you really?
Which was a very stupid mistake when you think about
when you
it.
You tried to take your...
Oh.
Yeah.
And my poor dad. But it was a Renault sedan. So it was Renault's version of a VW Bug.
Oh, wow.
Very small. And I was so preoccupied with trying to get it in the right gear that I forgot to turn the steering wheel. So I ended up in the ditch a couple of times. You know, I ended up doing it really, really well, and I drove sticks for a lot of my life.
Uh-huh.
But I shouldn't be starting on a stick. And, oh, God.
I got to tell you my story. Man. When I first got my driver's license,
mm-hmm.
I was freaking out, and I did not get it on a stick shift. It was an automatic.
Okay.
But I'm practicing, and I did fine, and I had, I'm trying to think if my mom brought me or if somebody else brought me to the driver's station, you know, but I had my permit, so I was actually there, and I'm doing a parallel parking, and I did it beautifully.
Okay.
It's beautiful. So I get in there, and I, you know, I'm ready to go, and the guy says, okay, let's get in the car, and so we're driving around, whatever, and now I have to parallel park, and I'm thinking, I got this. damn it, if I couldn't get, I could not parallel. And I was so frustrated, I started crying. And I was like, but I just did this and, you know, when I was pulling in. He goes, I know, I saw you.
Oh, so he gave you credit? He did not.
I got my license. I didn't have a perfect score because of that, but
right.
But I got my license. But he wow. saw me do my parallel parking.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm like, yes, okay, got it. I still hate parallel parking, but I can do it. I have
aunts and uncles that I would have to, you know, they'd get out of the car and I'd get in the car.
And you have to parallel park
I'd
for them?
I'd have to parallel park for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I'll tell you what, this is, where this story's going. Good
know,
God,
right?
You're not going to believe this. My same grandfather that rolled his own cigarettes with Prince Albert in the mountains of Virginia, he said, jump in the truck. He did this to me all the time when I went down there and visit. He goes, jump in the truck. We're going somewhere. He would never tell me where. There was one time he'd take me down to the Coca-Cola bottling plant.
There was
another time that he would take me to funeral home.
Oh.
Yeah. We go in the back door. He says, go to, you know, the door to the right. It's where they had the damn corpses.
Oh.
And I'm like 12.
So you went and saw a corpse?
Yeah. Oh. So the other time, we drove and we drove and we drove. Where are we going? Don't worry. No, you're going to love it.
Don't worry.
That's scary. We drove and we drove. We're going through the mountains. We get up to the top of this mountain, and we're just outside of Johnson City, Tennessee. He turns the truck off.
Uh-oh.
And he puts it in neutral.
And you went down the mountain.
And he coasted the entire way, and he pulled that truck perfectly into the angle parking in front of the barber shop in downtown Johnson City, and then put it in park.
Oh, my. Did he have the brakes and anything? Did he use brakes?
Mm.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. But back then, I don't think the brakes were contingent on you having the engine on.
Oh,
or something.
Gosh.
I don't know what the deal was. But it was, you know, a 100-year-old pickup truck. And it was perfectly timed. So he had done this before. That's the frightening part.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so probably every cousin had a little bit of a turn of going to the top of the mountain.
And your stomach is just crawling and dropping.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because I have no idea where we're going.
Oh, my gosh.
No idea where we're going.
So I have to tell you, I just got dinged. My sister said, oh, I'm the one that has all the Pepsi glasses.
Ooh.
So I may have to go back and get that picture.
You should get that picture.
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell her why you were asking?
No, but I did show her the color. I said, who's got the glasses that match?
Oh.
But if they listen to this, then she'll know. Otherwise, don't listen to it, Jan.
It's a little late now.
I know, right?
Do you realize that?
Yeah, I don't care. That's okay. And, you know, you were talking about cars. My brother had a car. This is before his accident. Well, actually, I think this is the car that he had the accident in. I don't know what kind it was, but he used to call it Prince Valiant.
Okay.
Okay. Do you remember the cartoon character? I mean, there was a cartoon strip, Prince Valiant or something like that?
No.
I'll have to ask. I can't remember what kind it was. I'll have to ask my sisters if they remember.
Animation or cartoon strips?
I think it's cartoon strip, like you'd see in the newspapers.
Oh.
Prince Valiant. But he used to call it Prince Valiant or something like that. I don't remember if it was a Mercury. I don't remember what kind it was.
Okay.
I just know it was blue.
All right.
But
all right.
That's kind of all this old stuff just kind of reminded me all of it.
And isn't that fantastic?
I know, right?
Here's what we're going to have to sort of keep under the sod.
Okay.
If we sign off on this podcast and we don't show up for 2 more hours at home, it's because we're still roaming.
I know, right?
Roaming around this place.
Yeah. So, honey, if I don't get home in time, that's come look for me here.
It's okay. It's all right.
You know, I'm here.
Yeah, as long as I come back tomorrow.
Yeah, right?
Well.
So this is Life's 3x5s. Please go to our website, lifes3x5s.com.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the pictures. Look at the past episode pictures and listen to us, too.
We're gonna go shopping.
Yep, for sure. Well, I'm Liz Wilder.
And I'm Tim Larson. Thank you so much for listening. And next time you have a chance, go ahead. Pick something. It's fun. It's the American way.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining Liz Wilder and Tim Larson. If you'd like to offer a conversation topic suggestion or contribute to the tip jar in support of this podcast, visit lifes3x5s.com. In the meantime, watch our Facebook page for more reasons to join us at another remote location for more unscripted stories on Life's 3x5s.